This is Twit.
Reuters. Dateline. Tuesday. Super Micro says, we hired Nardello and Company, a global security firm, to audit our motherboards. They tested samples of old motherboards like the one sold to Apple and Amazon that Bloomberg said were infected with spy chips, and new motherboards. It examined software and design files, found no unauthorized components or signals being sent out. Bloomberg got it wrong, according to Supermicro, and they had an audit to prove it.
This story is super fascinating.
What a shock. I mean, what's going on now? I mean, where is Bloomberg on this? This is time for Bloomberg to step forward and either say, oh, yeah, we got it wrong, or they got some splaining to do.
I mean, I think this is mostly fascinating as kind of an inside baseball thing, just because it's like, who told Bloomberg what and why did they believe it? You know, it's and probably had to tell them many times and probably had to, you know, create some evidence that was basically just completely fake. I mean, I can only imagine. The whole thing is really just, it's totally crazy.
We've been talking about this since the first story. And it's you know, I defended Bloomberg for a long time. I talked to Mark Millian, who works at Bloomberg. He knows one of the authors. He said he worked right next to him. He's very technical, very smart. He is not somebody who would be fooled. The Bloomberg's editor-in-chief came from The Economist, highly respected. He was involved for over 1 year in the development of this story and presumably putting the authors, to the test. They went with it. They said we had 17 sources.
And they're still sticking by it.
And apparently, this was yesterday that this report came from Supermicro. We haven't heard anything from Bloomberg. Apparently, they're still sticking by it.
I mean, you just have to wonder at this point, how deep does this go? I mean, are we talking like a state level actor kind of story?
It has to be, right?
I know. I mean, the intrigue is driving me crazy. I hope eventually we figure it out, but I kind of wonder if we ever will.
At this point, the only thing I can say, first of all, if you take this review as on face value that there, and by the way, I think I do because nobody else has come up with any of these rice kernel sized spy chips. Mm-hmm. And there are lots of these boards out there. So I have to think Bloomberg got it wrong. So then the question is, well, how could that happen? And I have to think that that this was a concerted effort on the part of the U.S. intelligence community to mislead
Bloomberg.
The scare
of Jesus, right?
And this ties in now to the arrest of the Huawei COO and to the, and to the government... Is this part of a trade war against China?
Is this, these days, God knows, it could be.
That's the problem. We just don't know, do we?
No. One question here. So let's say who got a lot of these boards, like Apple.
The Bloomberg story we talked particularly about a company called Elemental, which makes a streaming device we use. Amazon was in the process of buying Elemental. They have bought them since. And in Amazon's, Bloomberg quoted unnamed sources from Amazon and Apple, but in Amazon's due diligence, they discovered these spy chips on these Elementals. Elementals are used not only by podcasters, but by the Department of Defense, by lots of people to stream video. And the presumption was this was some sort of Chinese spy effort. They didn't necessarily blame Supermicro. The thought was it could have been introduced by a supplier or a manufacturer.
So if you're Elemental or if you're Apple and you do,
Amazon. So yeah. Amazon denied it. Apple denied it. Not only that, for the first time in public, demanded a retraction. They said, we've never found such a thing. This didn't happen.
If they did find one, they'd be loath to announce it.
Yeah, but I don't think they would step forward in such a public way.
Yes, I think you're right.
Not happen.
Yes. Right.
I think at this point, I don't think Bloomberg made it up. So I think they were played. I think that's the only possible.
Oof. These guys would be that bad to do that. Yeah.
I mean, at this point, I feel like the only avenue for this to really advance is somebody's got to file a defamation lawsuit.
That's, well, Supermicro says we're considering our legal options.